This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 115 for Tuesday, August 5th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Tonight, we're going to ink it up and talk about Penn's and Penn shows.
More importantly, the Washington, D.C. Super Show.
It's one heck of a super show. You know, when I spoke to Bob Johnson, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. He was quite chatty. He's not usually, everything must be going very smoothly because he was very calm. He was, you know, excited about the show, but, you know, normally he's like a two-sentence guy and he's gone because he's just all over the place. I think it's going to be an awesome show.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it, so. In fact, we're leaving tomorrow. We're not quite done packing, which means after the show tonight, we're heading back to the store to finish up.
Yep.
I think we're getting close though.
Yeah, we're in a good place. We're in a good place. Dave was off yesterday, which was weird. It's lonely without him. So Garrett came in and helped pack ink and repair supplies and stuff like that. We had a good time. And then Dave was back today. He had a boatload of stuff to ship, even though we kept up with it. And we just packed all day.
Yep. You guys were busy, so.
We were.
And we had some people come in this afternoon, so that was kind of fun. Got to meet some people from, those last folks were from out of town, out of state. Mm-hmm.
They were kind of. And we had a lovely couple in last night.
Yep. Yeah. We happened to. We were open. How late were we there? Is it 10 o'clock? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
9 o'clock or so. We just left the light on. We left the doors open. Nice breeze coming through.
Awesome breeze.
And a couple people were over at the Trout Art Museum for a little event over there. And then they happened to see the ad in the paper. They were walking by, and then they saw the light was on, so they came in, and we showed them some pens and. They'll be back once we get everything packed up.
We're unpacked.
Anyway.
So we'll go back tonight and then start to pack the car tomorrow. We'll be on the road by 6 tomorrow evening.
Oh, nice. That would mm-hmm. be nice.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we get in on Thursday. So if we can leave by 6, we'd actually barring construction and traffic and sleeping, we would get in earlier than we did last year, which would be nice. I would actually like to eat. Although last year we had a good time at the, we ordered some bar food, and Eddie G was there, so we hung out with him for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So what do? We went in, we got food, and then we packed afterwards, yeah.
Yep, we unpacked, and Scott and Jim were there, and we kind of had a little unpacking party.
Yeah, so.
We had a good time.
So, should I run down the schedule?
You should, because there are a lot of things going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Including a huge, 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 huge all-vendor photograph.
Yeah, and that's Saturday morning.
I think so.
Maybe a crazy time to do it?
John wanted to get everybody together and do this big, huge picture of all the vendors for the pennant. I'm not sure who is going to do the photography. Maybe Janet Wright.
Yeah,
I think it'll be a good time.
I'm completely down with it, absolutely. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. But can you imagine a 2-page spread of all the vendors and all the tables? I mean, for people who don't go or can't quite fathom just how big it is, I mean, a 2-page magazine spread of all these people crammed in together and all these tables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. All right, so what are we doing? Thursday, what's going on?
You know, actually, I'm just reading this. We're going to get in trouble already here. Friday, August 9th. Pre-show doesn't really give you much of an indication of what time. 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Copper plate workshop by Deb Basil. $45 fee for that, which is I think well worth it for for Deb's time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, are you looking at it? You looking at what I'm seeing?
Yeah. Now, this may be from last
year?
Year?
I don't know. Let's see. Okay, so it says Fountain Pen Hospital Parts Sale. And 6 o'clock, Bert Heiserman Memorial. So now, they didn't have – the Bert Heiserman Memorial was in Chicago. So this can't be a last year thing. We didn't
– I don't know.
I don't know. So maybe there's a FPH parts sale going on. So
– oh, no.
We'll have to see what's going on there. General admission, $7. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean,
Ed Fingerman did not get my memo.
No, he didn't. that's because I hacked into the email system and took that one out. So, Friday's real pre-show, selection of vendors, I'm sure. Saturday's the main event. Open, advertised to the public, $7 to get in. Of course, you have the ink testing evaluation tables, 24 hours. All you can ink and write. 9 o'clock early admission.
Can we talk about the ink testing tables for a minute?
Sure, go ahead. You're the ink lady.
I know that Bob Johnson has been working hard to get some fresh new ink, and that's very important. Keep in mind that these bottles are sometimes used year after year. You're smarter to dip your pen. I wouldn't necessarily fill your pen from those bottles.
Yeah, no. I think they're going to have, they have dip pens there, I think, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think that you can't, they may even have Q-tips this year, so you can do some of the swab things. So you can do your own swabs. But I would not necessarily advise you to fill your pen from those tester inks. Some of them may be old, and you know, you've got someone else's pen with different ink in it. You never know what's been mixed. So just be careful.
Yeah, we got a couple comments in the chat that maybe some of this is old, last year's old information. So Bert Heiserman Memorial and FPH sale may have been last year. So
that was Brooke.
A visit from our cat.
She likes to sit in the windows above my desk.
And then I want to rewind that. That's pretty funny.
All right, so anyway.
Anyway. Friday, who knows? Not really sure. Saturday opens at 9, 10 o'clock to the general public. 9 is early admission. Looks like there might be some Copper Point workshops. I don't know if Tamara Stoneberg is going to be there.
She is. She and Deb, okay. I believe, are both doing different seminars.
Okay. PCA kids workshop maybe going on in the afternoon. Okay,
there is
2 o'clock.
Deb's doing one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
Okay, awesome. So bring your kids, and they get a free pen, and
they
can learn about the history of writing and all sorts of good stuff. Show goes till 5 on Saturday. So 7 o'clock, doors secured, done. But then Saturday night, actually I think starting at 6 on Saturday, Kenro has their Italian pen sampler going on, little party. I'm not sure what room that's going to be in, but they're going to have Omas, Aurora, Multigrappa pens that are going to be available to test with, and some, I think they're going to have some refreshments perhaps.
I think so.
So that's going on. I think that's from 6 to 8, maybe, 6 to 7, 6 to 8.
Something like that, yeah.
RSVP only, I think, on that. But I'm sure you can get in. Just go up to the Kenro table and talk to them on Saturday. What else is going on Saturday night? Are we going to do you're going to do your ladies' pen group?
We are going to try to get together and do a little bit of show and tell like we did last year.
Okay.
And gentlemen are welcome, but, you know, just understand that sometimes we end up talking about pens, which somehow leads to...
shoes?
Well, yeah, shoes and purses and housework and husbands or significant others. And last year, what did we talk about? We talked about motorcycles and Japanese pens and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yep.
And food. We always talk about food.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we'll be in the bar after the Kenroll event. So, stop up and let's talk some pens. And I need to, in all my free time here, I need to actually grab a bunch of pens out for show and tell. I got quite a few on my desk that it'll be hard to pick, but.
Last year, Steph and Julie and Mary and Tracy and Shireen and I don't even remember who else was there. We all just hung out and had an awesome time.
Yep. Had a beverage and it was a lot of fun. So. So you said you don't get that one-on-one time at the show, you know, during the trading hours because you're always busy. But it's nice to relax and just pass. You know, Steph's torturing me with her more ink tab safety.
Tracy was breaking out some incredibly killer pens. So, Tracy, I will pay you to keep those away from Brian.
Yeah, she had some really cool Delta Fusions I really liked. So that she can't get here in the U.S. But. Yep. He says, "Bring some pens that start with V."
Well, we will.
So anyway, that'll be going on after the Kenroll thing. So seven thirty, eight-ish, somewhere around there. So.
Yep. Well, Friday night we have plans.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I skipped Friday night completely. I apologize.
Date night.
Yeah.
Ladies,
barbecue and date night.
Barbecue. Now that's a hot date.
And I'm hoping for maybe some clear weather, maybe for a little, maybe an annual 15-minute drive around the block, maybe if I could be so bold as to ask.
Oh my God! Only if it doesn't rain.
Only if it doesn't rain. Yeah. We don't want to have any rain issues. But anyway. Yeah, so that's going to be nice and relaxing Friday. Saturday, anything else I'm missing before I move on to Sunday?
I don't think so. Saturday is going to be busy. We're actually expecting several people to come by, and I am super excited. Yes. We get to meet our sailor rep in person.
It's going to be awesome.
Talk to him all the time. He's awesome, as our sailor pens and ink. But we get to meet him in person, and I warned him I'm a screamer and a hugger. So
screamer and a hugger? Jeez, that sounds bad. It's a PG-13 show. Come on.
Anybody who has met me at a show knows I'm going to scream and run over and hug. That's just me.
Cool. Well, I'll definitely have sailors in my pocket that day for sure. Actually, I want to see Mr. Nagahara. I'm going to have him tweak this beautiful sailor I got for my birthday.
Now, did you see that Nagahara is going to be there both days? He's extended it. It was originally going to be only Saturday, and I saw this morning, I think on Facebook, that he will be there Saturday and Sunday.
Really? Yes. Well, I want to see him on Saturday. So I want to make sure I get in. He's doing, and that's worth a mention, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Mr. Nagahara is doing free tuning on all sailor pens. So if you have a sailor pen you want to look at, go get in line for Mr. Nagahara. So I'm going to do it.
After Brian.
Yeah, I'm just going to like bend the nib just so I can go and hang out with him. You know? So, this is bad. No, I'm not going to do that. No. I have a nice music nib in this pen, and I want to tweak it a little bit, and I don't want to mess with it myself. So, I could, but I'd rather the sailor gods lay their hands on it. So.
Yeah.
So let's see. Sunday. Let's see. There's going to be pen repair workshops possible. Maybe.
Yep, I believe so.
Richard Binder nib smoothing workshop, perhaps. Open 10 until 5 PCA again at PCA Pens for Kids Workshop.
Yes.
And I don't know what else is going on. I'm looking at the website here. So, and there are going to be pen giveaways too. So need we not forget? Yaffa has been very generous to donate. At last count, I believe I saw 20 pens they are donating to give away.
Wow. That's crazy.
I think that's what I read. I read that on Facebook or something like that. I think they're even giving away one of the new Delta skeletons, which the MSRP on the Delta skeleton is $995. It's a really cool looking piston filler with the skeleton overlay. Very neat. They have two different versions that they're going to be coming out with. But it's just it's a cool looking pen. They're giving away stuff. Alfonso Muir is going to be there with his book on Conklin.
He will be at the Fountain Pen Hospital table, correct?
Okay. Yeah, probably. He was last year, I believe. So, mm-hmm. The new 100th anniversary Wall Eversharp skyscraper pen
that's
coming out is going to be announced at the show. Sid Saperstein of Wall Eversharp. And, of course, we will have one of those pens as well. Cool, cool box for it. Really neat looking pen.
Yep.
Just a lot of other stuff going on. So do we want to mention real quick the two exciting pieces of news we have?
I think we do.
Related to this show.
Well, actually three, right?
Well, what's the third? That we're going to be there?
That's not thrilling. Yep. Why don't you go ahead first?
Okay. So we have this year, the timing is almost perfect. Not quite, but almost perfect. We are announcing two new pens at the show. So the first of which you may have seen on the interwebs, and I posted it. It is the brand new Franklin Kristoff 03 Iterium Anderson Pen Special Edition. So take a look at this thing.
Gorgeous.
It's blue. If you like blue pens, a little bit of an ivory disc on the top there.
I mean, look at that color. Oh. When we opened it, actually, when I opened it and tortured Brian with it.
Yeah, she stopped. I texted her, and then she stopped texting me the rest of the day. Like, hello. I'm over here.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah, it's a nice pen. The as with the O2 that Franklin Kristoff did for us, the threads are at the end of the section.
Yeah, that's really a nice touch.
Very, very smart design.
Yeah,
it's a classic flat top. It's fairly straight across. It's got the classic Franklin Kristoff clip. But we wanted something simple so that the blue pops. Does all the talking.
No, it fits nicely in the hand. You know, I have a fairly small hand. I don't like a big pen. Because of where you can hold it on the section, you can actually hold it quite far down if you want. It does fit nicely in the hand, unposted, but posted, it's definitely longer, but it's still a good feel. It doesn't it doesn't feel too heavy. Wayne's going to win it.
Yeah. Wayne, you already got one of these. You get the reverse. You got the black with the blue, right? Is that what
you're
doing?
Yeah, it's so much more gorgeous in the hand.
It's got depth to it. You know, I mean, on the 02 and the 19, they have the blue bands. You can see a little bit of the pearlescence. But with the whole pen being that color, it's just really...
It's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, it's perfect. So I don't believe the chances are slim to none that we will actually have anything, but these are actually the prototypes.
Scott said none.
Yeah, there's like a 0 or maybe a less than 0% chance that we will actually have any available, but they are. I do have them on the website. You can do back stock notification when we get them in. There'll be a limited number available at first, but once they get – since they moved their production they have quite a backlog that they're trying to work their way through. So
yeah, they relocated part of their operation from Texas to North Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina.
And I can never remember. I think it's North Carolina. And so they were shut down for about 10 days. They had to get back up to speed, and of course, prepping for the show. And, you know, the rest of the show season, we are in the queue. They just didn't have time. And, in fact, we were grateful that they could get these to us as quickly as they did. Yeah, absolutely, though.
They should be shortly, by the sounds of it, very shortly after DC, we should have them. So that is pen number one. There's a special edition. We can make 10 billion of them if we want. So it's not a limited edition pen. So.
Right.
Okay, number two.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to announce number two?
Sure.
Okay, so if that wasn't enough, now I hate to do this, but I'm going to be a little bit of a tease. If that wasn't enough, we've been working with somebody else on a limited edition pen.
I know, we're busy.
And it finally came in. I can
yesterday.
Tell the country. I'll tell the country of origin, just maybe.
Okay.
It came in from Italy yesterday. And we
just,
got the.
Wait. Just slow down and think about that for a minute. Special edition Italian pen.
Limited edition Italian pen.
I just need a moment.
Okay. All right. you just let me know when you're ready to continue on.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Limited edition pen from Italy.
Yes.
In red.
Bam.
It will be available at the show. I won't tell you what it is. I won't tell you anything more than that.
I will tell you it's beautiful. We've seen pictures. We have not held it in our hands. It is being delivered to us, just a couple of them, at the show, and I can't wait.
Yeah, and the price point is, I think, right there. It's right on. It's right where it needs to be, and really super pen. I can't wait to ink one up. Sadly, they are shipping. Our choices were to ship ours with a couple of them, or just ship ours to the store. So we don't get ours till we get back.
Are you going to get one, or am I going to get one?
We're both getting one. Oh, number one.
Number one.
I don't really care. I don't care.
We'll figure it out.
So, nice pen. So, stop and see us, and we'll show you what that one is. And I'm not going to say anything more because I want to have it in my hands first. So two very special pens. One, the Franklin Christoph 03, and the second, an Italian red pen.
Yeah, both amazingly gorgeous. Cool.
All right, what's the third thing? I don't know what the heck we're talking about here. So,
well, the third thing is something we're not actually bringing to the show except for one, but it is coming in one bottle.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the Yamadori is coming in on Thursday. Now, that means that we will already be on the way,
most
of the way to D.C. by the time that our awesome UPS guy Chad delivers it. So if you are looking for Yamadori, we have one bottle that we will have in DC, and then the rest of it, and I'm talking several dozen, are being delivered to the store. So if you want some, order it, fill in the back in stock notification. Dave will be at the store, and he will be a shipping fool on that day.
So
but that is coming in. Sailor did not anticipate just how popular that particular color was going to be. And it wasn't just that the U.S. distributor didn't realize it. Japan didn't realize that the demand was going to be there like this for Yamadori. They have now ramped it up, and we will be able to get more after this. But we got, you know, three out of several dozen a couple weeks ago, and it's finally all coming back in, so we're very excited about that. I'm totally snagging a bottle for myself.
Yeah, when we get, well, I have it inked up in my sailor, which is kind of going to be a sad thing because I'm going to give it to Mr. Nakahara, and he's, you know,
he's going to go, oh, Yamadori.
Clean it, or I don't know what he's going to do with it. So, but, yeah, so we got the three bottles, and I said, don't even bother putting it up on the site because it's going to be.
But
I would then use it for myself.
That will be available on Thursday. We've got shipping notification, and it might arrive tomorrow, but I don't think so.
If it arrives tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to do. But
anyway. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll find.
I'm
we'll
still
find room.
Snagging
we'll
about
find room
it for
myself.
Yep.
Sure.
If you do want that last bottle of Yamadori, you need to email me.
And then it's, what, September?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah,
September. And what else comes in September?
Oh, Sailor. More Sailor. Sailor is killing me.
Sailor is phenomenal. The awesome, gorgeous, in case you haven't noticed, we love blue. The Sky High.
The Sky.
There's Sky, sorry.
Sky.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. So I can't wait till that comes in.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking ink.
Yeah, Sky High, we actually only have two samples left, period. Done.
One.
There are no more bottles.
One. We sold one.
You sold one. Okay, so we have one.
One four milliliters.
Four milliliter sample, same price as the regular three.
Yeah. But no,
I don't have any bottles for myself.
Knocking it out of the park with some of these gorgeous things. Yeah. I'm so impressed. So anyway.
Anyway, there's that.
Yep.
What else we got?
Your face on the website.
Yeah, so some of you may have noticed a couple of videos show up recently. So expect to see more of those product videos coming up within every week is the plan. So certainly interested in your feedback. Be gentle with comments if you could.
brand new to all that. So.
Brand new, so... It's just me and John behind the camera. So
I was gonna say, notice John behind Brian in the shot.
So,
you know, did John Holland have a wife?
Mrs. Holland.
Well, I think we need to find a picture of Mrs. Holland so when I'm doing videos, we could have Mrs. Holland up there.
Well, yeah, I think that's gonna be a little tougher to do. I don't even know what to name it. I'm assuming he was married. I don't know.
Well, maybe we should do some research.
We should do some research. I would rather find Paul Wirt, George Parker, and Richard Estabrook to put on the wall. So
that would be cool.
That would be the...
So. Very cool. All right. Anything else?
I don't know.
The P.O. box is going away. We do still periodically check it, but now we have everything sent to the store. If you are sending a repair in or anything, please don't use the P.O. box. Send it into the store.
Yep. I've been giving everybody that, so we shouldn't have a problem with that. Let's see. We're going to have some different vintage pens coming at the DC show, and expect to see some more different vintage pens up on the website soon, too. So. As I'm feverishly working to get those done. So, but we got a bunch of interesting pens that came in across the counter this week. We had last week we had a gentleman come in and brought 37 pens in, and plopped them on the counter, and said, "I want that rollerball." Okay. So we traded 37 pens for one rollerball, and life is good.
Well, he had some nice things, but he left with a gorgeous rollerball.
Yeah, he left with probably
not the prettiest.
Maybe the best rollerball in the shop.
It's awfully pretty.
It's an Aurora, so.
Yes, it is.
Quadro sterling silver cap. Anyway.
It was beautiful.
I don't know that I have much else. I'm just trying to keep it real short. I hope to see. I know there's a bunch of people in the chat that I know we're going to see, so it's going to be awesome to see you guys. I like my coffee black. Lisa likes sugar. Just kidding. No, I'm not. Bob will have some Friday morning, I'm sure. Or somebody does. I think Penn Tooling sponsors the coffee on one day.
We love Dale Beebe.
Yeah, I'd love Dale. Dale's supposed to have some new tools. I talked to him in Chicago. He has some new tools that he was supposed to debut in D.C. So if you're into the pen repair thing, check it out. The last I heard is he was going to have a tool for filling repairing Schaefer vac fillers, the tool that holds that gets the screw off the blind cap, which mm-hmm. is a real tough tool to get. But I think he was going to have some more interesting tools. He's always working on something. That guy never stops. I don't think he ever sleeps. He's working on making tools all the time. So He's there. Who else is going to be there? You want a brief rundown on who's going to be there? Like everybody?
You know, I thought I heard that Madhushaw was not going to be there.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. He's always there. He's always in the far corner over by Scott.
Mm-hmm. This will be Visconti's only show, so it's the only show that Visconti does. So if you want to see,
if you want to see Tracy, go to the Visconti table.
And they're usually out in the atrium.
Yes.
Kenroll is going to be there, of course, with the new blanket. Kenroll will be there. Yaffa will be there with the Delta skeletons. Lots of modern manufacturers. David Osterson was out there too. Yeah.
I know. I just want to touch his stuff.
What? Anyway.
Pens. They're like Fabergé eggs. They're like jewelry. They're gorgeous. So.
Anyway. All good. Steph's going to get in about the same time we are.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll look for you, Steph.
We will be in, like we said, Thursday somewhere, hopefully before dinner. We may be having dinner with Ron and Robin Zorn and maybe David Nishimura. And then hopefully we can set up the grid in the ballroom. We have a potential setup date with Franklin Kristoff. It's what we did last year.
Yep. Usually we'll have a couple of beverages too, I think.
Yep. We'll be in the same place. We'll be over by Jimmy Dolev, who's awesome, and behind Terry Mayhorter. So life is good. We're in a good little area.
Steph says Madhushaw is staying in California to get ready for the San Francisco show. So that's too bad. That's too bad. Well, I guess Mr. Nagahara will have to handle between Nagahara and probably, I'm assuming Mike Masuyama is going to be there.
I'm sure.
Between those two, they can handle all my nib tuning needs that I'm not going to do myself. So.
Sorry, Wayne.
All right. Do you have any
shout-outs? That's about it. I have a very important shout-out.
Yes, we do. Do we want to do it on three? Are we going to sing this?
We're not going to sing.
Oh, come on.
I don't sing.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing
you
do it.
You can do it just this once for eternity.
Nope. But we can yell it. Ready?
Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday, Jenny. Steph had her birthday last week. Oh, right before mine. That was awesome. So. Wow.
Happy birthday, Jen.
That was very cool. 29 again, just like Steph and I. Life is good.
It's like a skipping record. all right. Anybody else that we want to?
Yes. Okay. Everyone who is going to be at the show, definitely come by, hugs, say hi, come and hang out Saturday night, whatever. And everybody who... Say what?
See the blue.
Oh, man. And the other one.
And the red.
And everyone who can't make it, big shout out to you guys. We will have a freaking blast for you.
Yeah.
Because it's absolutely. DC. Yep.
All right. We're going to cut it short because we got to go and head back to the store so we can finish packing. I think that's it. So if you have any comments, suggestions, or topics, use your pens. Write to us, please, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Cool. Catch us online. Send us an email. I'm just messing with you.
Are you sleeping? Did I wake you up? Email Ryan at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all those other social media as Anderson Pens.
Check out the blog. It's blog.andersonpens.net.
And, of course, the website, andersonpens.net. This is for Mary. Hold it closer so she can see it. Join our mailing list for notice of new products up on our website or in the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we will see you in D.C. and then next week, Tuesday, for the post-D.C. show report. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.